Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Happy New Year, guys. Happy 2021. Happy New Year, new me. It's Charlie.
And Dixie.
And welcome to this week's episode of Two Chicks.
So it's been a while and we have a lot to talk about.
Some resolutions or things we want to work on with ourselves this year?
Oh, yeah. Let's start with that. Let's talk about our resolutions. So my New Year's resolution was to write every day what I did for that day because I have really bad memory. And if I go missing, that would also be very good evidence. So it's just like a two-in-one thing, just in case, like, you know?
Well, so if anything ever did happen to you, I just want to let you know, I would solve it.
Thank you. Well, just take the book. I write like a paragraph every day, basically just bullet points of what I did, who I talked to, any fights I had, any arguments I had. If
am I in the book?
You're a little bit in the book, but it's like nice because I forget everything very easily. And I did like the 1 second a day videos before, and that just like
I started that this year.
It didn't tell me enough. I'm like, why? Like I would do like a video of me crying, and I'm like, why was I crying that day? So now I write everything. What was your New Year's resolution?
So it's not as much a resolution as it's more something that I just want to do more of slash get better at. Mm-hmm. It's mostly me. It's mostly like mind stuff. Like I want to
work on your mental.
Yeah.
My
work
mental.
On the mental health. Hopefully get some help.
You're so quirky.
No, like, actually.
Oh, good.
Because my last therapist fired me, so we're going to try it. Thanks. Made me feel bad. I also just want to be able to get back into the things I love. The dance room at the house is being set up right now, and I'm excited to do that and start working out more often and be able to do things that I love again. I think that's going to be super, super awesome. And just make time for things that I want to do instead of just things that I have to do, you know?
You're also getting back into the swing of school, like a bunch of people right now. Are you excited for that?
Yeah, today's actually my first day.
Ever?
Yes.
Oh,
makes
sense.
Starting preschool off strong, guys. No, I'm really excited to get back into school because for this semester, I'm doing a different schooling program that I did last semester. So I feel like this is going to really give me the chance to be super independent in my learning and be able to get it done when I have time instead of having to like sit down for class and have to be worried about a meeting that I have right after it. So I feel like it's going to be really good to be able to spend my time.
Make your own schedule.
Yeah, make my own schedule. And I'm excited because school is something that I really love. And I feel like this way of schooling is going to really be perfect for my schedule.
I'm so happy for you. I miss high school a lot.
I love high school. I think it's
no, but like actual school.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely get that. I miss like Jordan and Caro and Riley and like all of them. But I think at the...
Why do you have vocal fry right now? You're talking like a Valley girl.
Oh.
No, I'm just actually excited for school.
The only thing that I really miss is like study hall.
I don't know. I loved classes. I didn't do too much work, but I was really good at like getting, I was good at like,
oh, I missed debates.
No, that's like, I was good at putting things together. I would put plans together. I would put how work would get done together. So I would do like the least amount of work as possible, but also getting it done and getting it done well. I was not. Like, I was good in my... I had a lot of electives senior year because I finished all my courses early, because I went to high school for 5 years. So I had like engineering.
And you had already gotten into college.
Yeah, I got into college first in my grade. So I was done very early. And like engineering was super fun. Loved that class. It was weird. And then and then I did poetry. My senior year classes were so easy. Poetry, psychology. No, that wasn't senior year. That's all I could. I can't remember anything, actually, now that I'm thinking of it.
Glad you're writing stuff down.
I know. I need to write
things. You know what I miss? So my school counselor, I had an extra free on my schedule because I guess I don't know why, but I just had an extra free on my schedule. And she was like, hey, why don't you, because I got all my work done when I was home, so I didn't really need the study halls. So I was a teaching assistant for elementary schoolers. And I missed that. That was so much fun. But this year I'm taking sign language.
Ooh, that's
in
fun.
School. So, because I've been taking French for, 6 years? And I just got out of French 101 last year. I feel like it's time to switch
it
up.
I think we both tried to learn French and it just never worked. But sign language is really cool.
Because I tried so hard in French.
Yeah.
I really did.
No, you actually did. You were, like, always studying and, like, worried about school. I was always worried about school, but I never had the idea that I was going to actually do the work. I would worry about it like crazy. I'd cry. I'd freak out about it, but I would never actually do it. I miss school lunches.
Oh, facts. We had good school lunch.
So I went to public high school and private high school, and I switched to private sophomore year, and our school lunches were so good. And every day would be like a different theme, and some days we'd have like sushi days. This was like really rare because it didn't really happen that often, but they would get like professional sushi chefs to come in and like cook the food. It was so good.
My favorite was the panini bar.
Oh yeah, we had like a panini bar, a salad bar. It was really nice.
It was really nice. That and was, in like, the mornings you could get cereal,
tater tots, bacon. Yeah. It was like, honestly, going from public school, which was really hard, and then to private school, and I'm so thankful, like, our dad really worked super hard to get us into that school. Like, it was, I mean, it's a private school, and it was not easy for us to be there at all.
It was far away, and it was very expensive.
It was super expensive, and, like, being around so many people who have so much money, and, like he just worked really hard to get in, and it was really nice, and I'm super thankful for that, because that kind of, like, turned both of our lives around. Not the first year. The first year sucked for both of us, I think.
Yeah.
But then once we got into the swing of it, the second year was really nice.
And we were also together.
So yeah, when we were both in high school together.
I was also still in middle school, and middle school just sucks for everyone.
And you were annoying in middle school.
Yeah, I was annoying, and I wore the same sweatshirt every day, which is kind of gross. And I had braces and glasses and didn't know how to brush my hair and had a side part.
Best part about private high school was uniforms, by far.
110%.
I think getting dressed for school in public school was the hardest thing ever, just because I would have a panic attack every morning, like on the floor crying, not knowing what to wear, and I would end up wearing leggings and a hoodie.
I was asked to leave.
Yeah, but you were asked to leave because you were a security issue. There was like people showing up to the school. They didn't know how to deal with that charm.
Oh my goodness. You know who went to the school that I'm going to now?
Who?
Kylie Jenner. She graduated from my school.
Cool.
Huh.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So let's talk about, what was the best Christmas gift you gave this year? Like, where you had the best reaction from the person?
I don't know if it's best reaction as much as it is I know that they're going to use it a lot or like it a lot. I think it was mom's bag that I got her because she's always like, Charlie, can I borrow a bag of yours? And she always feels so guilty asking because I only wear like plain black bags. So I got her one and I think she's really going to use it a lot because she needs one. And I'm glad I could give her something that she's going to use a lot.
Good know? One. I think mine, Noah's, I got him like, so I got him a pair of shoes that were like really nice and really expensive. And I was very excited to get them for him. And 30 minutes before we were going to exchange gifts, he went to the mall and he walks back in with these shoes that I got him on. And we had a long conversation about it. And I'm just me and Curtis going back and forth to him. You don't buy gifts before Christmas.
Oh, mom got so mad at me for doing that.
Because and dad
I bought the Dyson.
No, dad does the same thing. Dad, like, we can't buy him anything because he will have it. Like, if a new phone comes out, we were never able to get it for him because he would get it before Christmas. So, yeah. I hate when people do that.
I did that this year, and I actually did feel really bad. But at the end of the day,
I think I have your hair dryer.
Mm-mm.
Well, I have two.
Noah took it.
Yeah, I have two hair dryers in my apartment.
So rude.
I know.
What's the best gift that you got this year?
My squeaky painting. Or Noah also got me a painting, and it was really cute, and it's Cat in the Hat themed, and it's adorable.
Aww.
And I'm not, like, a huge art person, but now my apartment's going to be filled with a bunch of pictures. And they're both pink, so it's cute. I might have, like, a pink wall.
That's cool.
What was your best gift you got this year?
My best gift was from Gemma, actually. She got me, so my dance studio, every year you get team jackets. And I obviously wasn't there to get one this year. So she bought me one with my name on the side, a team jacket, and I was super excited because that was like something that was super, super thoughtful.
That's so heartfelt.
So that meant a lot to me, and I was really excited to open that.
That is kind of putting a good start to the year. Obviously, there's some other crazy things going on, but another thing that we are trying to do this month, the first month of the year to
January.
Yes, Charlie. The first month of the year is January.
So the first thing that we decided to do this year was the entire month of January, we are going to be giving away $10,000 a day. You just have to be subscribed to our D'Amelio Family official YouTube channel, and we will pick a subscriber randomly every single day. So there is a fair and equal chance to win between everyone. No picking favorites or anything. It's chosen completely at random. We want to be able to give back to you guys, the people that got us here. We love you guys so much. So that's our little.
And then I have the Picked by Dixie, formerly known as Dick's Picks, but
for some reason,
it's inappropriate, I guess.
For some reason.
So Picked by Dixie, one person a month will be creator of the month. And I'm thinking for February, what I want to do is kind of to connect both me and the creator. I want to do something with the song Roommates and just have anyone do whatever they want with it. Like, cover it, change the song, make new cover art, like whatever you can to take your talent. I want them to do it with the song. And I think I talked about that with the team. I think it's a cool idea.
Will I have a chance to win?
Absolutely not.
The girl that you picked for the first Dickle Pickles was... No. I love her. I've been following her for such a long time. And she's so freaking talented, but I love her. I think she's beautiful and she's such an amazing makeup artist, and I just kind of want to be her friend.
You know, I talked to her on the phone and she was like, Charlie's the reason I got back on TikTok, because she was on Musical.ly and that's how she got her verification, because like there was no one on the app and she had like 40K, I think. And she said that's when she got verified, and then she kind of stopped, and now she's in med school and
she's in med school.
Yes. And making content, and she's really good at everything. So she, like, fully deserves it, and she has a lot of good things she wants to share with people, so I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes.
That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
So, Charlie, you have your permit now.
Haha, yeah.
Do you even have the card? Like the permit?
Dude, I thought I lost it yesterday. I was looking in my room for like 30 minutes. I found it eventually. Did I ever tell you what happened when I tried to drive Dad's car? So sure. It was with him and Mom. I was trying to go into the driveway of our last house. You know how that driveway is?
Mm-hmm.
I freaked out.
Why would you be driving in the driveway?
Yeah, freaked out last second. This will tell you exactly what type of driver I am. Freaked out last second. Swerved. Almost hit a mailbox. Passed the mailbox. Ran into a bush. Didn't hurt the car. Didn't hurt the bush. Just freaked out. Now I don't want to drive ever again.
I feel like, I don't know, I was always a confident driver, even when I had no idea what I was doing, just because I'm like, I have to be good at everything.
You're
so,
a Leo.
Yeah.
I'm getting into astrology, by the way.
Oh my God. So when are you getting your driver's license?
Never. I just like, I freak.
What are you supposed to get your driver's license?
Supposed to get it probably about like 3-2 months. But at this point, when all my friends are taking their driver's license, by the second or third driver's license that they take, they're on the highway. And I didn't get out of the no people, just a bunch of stop signs, road, 15 miles per hour tops.
I don't know. The first time I drove a car was my driver's license test.
Okay.
Well, we talked about this before. I stole the car once.
You?
And drove it to my friend's house. And I did that. And then Mom took me to like the elementary school to drive around twice, maybe.
Oh, she did that with me.
And then I just got my license and drove. I don't know.
Yeah, I just freak out. It's
once,
so
you just
scary.
Need to do the lessons. I didn't do them, but I heard they're really good.
I also, every time anyone asks me, Dad will ask me like once a day, like, hey, do you want to drive? And I'm just like, no.
Really? Yeah. I wanted to drive. You remember?
I want to so bad. That's the problem.
You just said you didn't.
No, I want to. I just can't. Oh. And I'm terrified.
You could drive my car.
No.
Why?
Oh, because I'm scared.
Just drive.
And I also don't want to be responsible for like wrecking anyone's car.
Well, just go to a parking lot. Well, we got off track. But speaking of driver's license.
Yes.
The new song that came out.
Not sponsored.
Not.
Well, Olivia Rodrigo.
So Olivia's song came out last Friday and it has 18 million streams on Spotify already.
Yeah, that's.
It's Monday.
That's insane.
The song is amazing.
Well, I had her song, All I Want. I had danced that before and I was in love with it. And then when this came out, I was like, hold on, like, this girl's 17 years old. Like, I want to be her friend, like, really bad. And I've loved her music since that song came out, since the first time I heard it. So, like, seeing how well this one is doing and how much people are like, wow, this girl is so talented. She's an amazing writer.
And she's 17.
And she's 17 is insane. And I'm just really glad she's getting this recognition because she's so talented.
The only thing that bothers me, and I feel like people get confused but also hurt the artist this way, whenever I see a person make a TikTok to it, they're like, keep this off TikTok, we don't want this on TikTok. You want the song on TikTok.
Yeah,
like I've talked to every artist and I'm like, do you hate when people call your song a TikTok song? Every single person I talk to says, be whatever kind of song it wants, it's getting the streams and it's getting the recognition.
Yeah.
They want people to make dances to it. People, like, want their songs heard and known and everyone to feel it in their own way. And if your way is dancing, make a freaking dance to it. I don't really think it matters. But everyone's trying to, like, gatekeep it and, like, no, this cannot be a fun, like,
yeah. The only other thing that I'm seeing is because her song is getting so much recognition, now you're getting the flip side of that. Because she's doing so well, people are like, it's really not that good. But mm-hmm. it's like, it is. You're lying to yourself. And like,
and that happens with
they
everything.
Only say that because she's doing so well. And that sucks to see. And I hope she doesn't take that to heart because it's not true.
And she's also so young. I mean, she's older than you.
Yeah.
She's like,
younger than, in the middle.
She's the middle. No, she's so cool. And the song's amazing.
And she's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. I watched the music video like 5 times. It's like you feel it. Like every word she says. But I also remember being, I mean, I'm only 2 years older than her. But like being that age and being so in love with someone and having your heart broken is just,
yeah.
You feel it.
I'm not even like in the middle of a heartbreak. But I was, did I tell you I lost? So my friends and I had a bet that whoever goes long enough in 2021.
I'm in the group chat.
I'm telling them.
Oh.
Whoever goes long enough in 2021 without crying, like, wins. So you're in a group chat, don't cry 2021, and you have to text an L when you lose. And she was the reason that I lost because I cried. I was like, I'm not in the middle of a heartbreak. Why does this hurt so bad? But it did.
I cried, but I didn't text it in the group chat. It was like a fake cry. I don't even remember.
That does not matter.
I don't even remember why I cried. I actually cried 3 times in one day.
I'm texting them.
No, stop. There's no proof that I cried, so I didn't cry.
I texted it, so you lose.
Okay.
I like your jeans, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Wait, I had another thing I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, don't talk for the artist. Let them talk for themselves. If they want to dance to their song, they'll have a dance to their song. I don't think it's right to gatekeep anyone's music. I know you want it close to you and like unknown, so you kind of have this power, but
it's so awesome to see an artist that you
let her blow up.
Yeah, love so much and saw from the beginning, like go, like people say, like,
you'll still be able to say you were there first.
Yeah,
but let her blow up, let her have 4 million videos to her song on TikTok, no matter what the content is.
That's insane.
That was just an example. I don't know how many it has.
Yeah, I'll check.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you see my shoes?
You got new shoes, finally.
So, a few weeks ago, my favorite pair of shoes that I wear every single day ripped.
Mm-hmm.
And they have holes all on the side of them from literally just wearing them every day. So I decided I was going to customize a new pair of Converse, and I did. Converse, sponsor me, please. So I did one pair that's like one side is pink, one side is black, and it says my name in the back with the smiley face. And then another one side is black, one side is white, and my name on the back. And one is zebra print with my name on the back. And I don't know, I just think they're really cool.
Wait, let me see the back.
Platform.
Aww.
Yeah. So maybe the day that this goes up, I'll show you what it looks like with my name on the back because it's super freaking cool. Okay, so that is it for this week's episode of Two Chicks. We just want to say we are so happy that it is a new year and we're so happy to have you guys be here supporting us throughout 2021. And we hope we can meet you guys this year because we miss being able to give you all hugs. You guys are the best. And we're going to go on to say 3 nice things about each other.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
I love how matching you are, black and white. I love your hair, the nice swift curl on the ends. It's cute.
I woke up and brushed it.
And I love how nice you're being today. You're like not, you seem like you're in a good mood. So that's nice. It's the first day back to school energy.
Thanks, Dix. 3 nice things about you. I like what's going on with the brown, the socks, the shoes, the shirt. Super cute. I love the hair. I love that you bumped the ends. I think that's super cute.
Yeah, I feel like a princess.
You are a princess.
Oh.
And, ow. I have a hangnail.
Focus.
And I also, I said it once before and I'll say it again. I love your jeans.
Okay. Everyone, keeping on and remember, if you have... Char.
Okay.
If you have New Year's resolutions,
yep,
keep it going. You know, we're only 11 days in.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And if you take a day and mess up your resolution, that's not the end of it. You always have tomorrow. You always have the next day to get back into it, do and continue to strive to be the best version of yourself and the best person that you can be. And you just be you because you're great. LOL. But that's really all we have today. We will talk to you guys next week in our next episode of Two Chicks. We love you guys.
We love you.
We'll talk to you soon, shotties.
Bye.
Bye.